Electricity Minister Kgosi Entswe Ramakgopa says the 26 days of no load shedding so far has nothing to do with the election and has cautioned against the big improvements being used as an electioneering tool. Briefing the media on Monday, he urged the public to avoid the noise and look towards a further reduction in load shedding intensity.
So some of them have used this as part of a campaign tool. So when you remove it from their arsenal, they are exposed, and therefore they resort to unsubstantiated theories, like we've seen someone penned something that can only be described as a preposterous, that is not anchored on facts, and will not enter that space. Eskom will not enter that space. We are transfixed on the resolution of this problem. When we said that we have turned the corner, of course, few did not believe. The great majority of South Africans gave us an opportunity, gave us time, and we're beginning to see these results. And I want to say to the rest of the country, we'll keep focused on the bouncing ball, the resolution of load shedding. And I must emphasize that in the nature of the space, we are likely going to have setbacks. We'll have setbacks where, like I said, we're still working on the reliability of these machines, and that's why you can't speak with great confidence that load shedding is behind us.
The minister lauded Eskom, saying the generation recovery plan is yielding results. Load shedding has been suspended for 26 days now. Eskom announced on Sunday power cuts were likely to remain suspended until Friday, when the utility will provide another update. Reporting for Times Live, I am Thabo Tshabalala.